This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Amir Benjik Hurwitz. If I Were You show is the coolest. HeadGum videos are the neatest. If you send a question, they will read it. They'll think of great advice, then they'll speak it. Jeff the Dumbass rep in Cleveland. This is what you want, this is what you want. This is what you want, this is what you want.
Oh.
Damn.
Finish strong.
You guys got Kendrick?
No, you got the parody?
Kendrick sounds weird when he's not mixed and mastered.
I didn't know that that was a Kendrick Lamar parody, but that's what he said. Did you know that it was?
I knew it was familiar, but I could not. I would not have ever placed the song.
Do you know what the song is called?
No, but I could rap some of the lyrics.
Oh, okay, go for it.
At one point, they go, "I'll be blacking out. I'll be blacking out."
That's cool.
But I think the weekend.
The weekend. Yeah,
he says that.
He
at
does
say
the weekend and the realist, maybe.
Yeah, rappers love the weekend.
Yeah.
You never hear anyone rapping about Tuesday afternoon.
Actually, they say going up on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You never hear Eminem rap about Wednesday.
Actually, he says...
I was waiting for it.
Shika, shika, my name is Slim Wednesday.
Billy Scafuri in the house. I should say that that person was is named the Mactastic Gorilla. That's who made the song for us.
Okay, did he make the beat?
The Mactastic Gorilla. I guess he took the beat from that Kendrick Lamar song,
right.
The King's Dead.
Right.
And he said, instead of shouting out a SoundCloud, can you shout the Solutions Project instead? Its focus is to transition everything into 100% renewable clean energy.
Okay, but what about that SoundCloud? Yeah. I mean, <Let's> get that link out.
Let's hear the rap, though.
What's his name? Mactastic Daddy?
Yeah, yeah, the Mactastic Gorilla.
Mactastic Gorilla shouting out clean energy is really funny.
Yeah, sounds like he does have a SoundCloud, but I guess he's above promoting that. He wants us to talk about clean, renewable energy.
Yeah, his SoundCloud's good. Clean, renewable energy is in the shitter.
Billy, you're an amateur rapper. What'd you think of that?
I thought that was hot, hot fire.
Really?
Hot fire. Like, I'm going to need that SoundCloud link ASAP, Gorilla. I'm going to need that Gorilla SoundCloud link.
Do you still listen to new hip-hop, or are you just like more of like a classic hip-hop kind of guy?
I still listen to new hip-hop.
Like, do you know what's new and cool in hip-hop?
I don't know what's cool. Definitely don't know what's cool.
Okay.
Like, people say 21 Savage. Do you guys hear people say 21 Savage?
I've heard, yeah.
Could you name a 21 Savage? Like, I probably could sing 21 Savage songs, but I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
You've never heard that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I could. But I bet if I heard it, I would be like, oh, I know 21 Savage.
Can you guys name, who's the coolest, like, young, youthful rapper that the kids
Oh, I got was? A good one.
Okay.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Can you top Uzi Vert. Can you top Lil Uzi Vert, Jake?
No, because I was going to say Post Malone, but I think Lil Uzi
Lil
Vert.
Uzi Vert's,
what about Migos?
That's three of them. That's three rappers.
Oh, that's a group.
Yeah.
So Quavo is a...
Quavo, Offset.
Oh.
Have you heard these names before? Offset?
I've heard of Quavo, not really Offset, but there's a third person in Migos?
Yes, I think so. Offset's marrying Cardi B.
I get, ooh, wow.
Congrats.
That's a big one.
Mazel tov, Offset.
They've actually been on and off since age 15.
This
and
is
they
a self help group of dads trying to like figure out how to talk to their kids.
I know.
Okay. By the way, are you talking to Tyler?
How do you learn? Like,
he's
I know
still in
all,
his room.
I know all my hip hop from like House of Highlights clips.
Right.
So it has to be loosely related to basketball.
Right.
Like, but how do you know about Lil Uzi Vert? Do you listen to the radio? Is it Spotify?
Yeah, I listen. Well, both. I listen to the Rap Caviar playlist on Spotify.
There you go.
And I listen to hip hop radio.
So we know like what the cream rises to the top level of hip hop,
right?
But like you're not like trying to discover new
Billy
hip-hop.
Checks out mixtapes.
Yeah.
Billy likes the underground rap battles.
There's a car wash by me that has some badass mixtapes that they sell for $1 out the trunk. I mean, a lot of unearned hype. Are you rap fans? Were you actually rap fans at any point in your life?
Yeah, like Eminem.
Right.
And like Jay-Z.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that because we were young?
I'm like the biggest rap fan now at 32.
Oh, you peak now?
Yeah,
really?
I'm peaking now, yeah.
Because like in the when you were in your mid-20s, that was Blink-182 or...
Mid-20s?
I guess that's only
I think mid-20s I was going through like the... some sort of like
indie rock,
yeah, indie
right.
Indie rock,
tambourine
and clapping, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, very yay-sayer.
I belong with you, yes. You belong with me in my
sure.
Sweet home.
Just Lumineers on loop, sure.
It's kind of crazy how old the Lumineers song is because it still gets played as if it's new.
Was that a contemporary of like Crash Into Me? Like, I have no, like Dave Matthews Band, like,
oh, yeah.
Dave Matthews Band exploded and 12 bands came out of him.
That's true.
So the Lumineers, Monsters and Men.
That's right. All of those. That's true. Mumford and Sons. It's like, do you guys ever see Nightmare Before Christmas? Are you familiar
yes.
with that movie?
Yeah.
Oogie Boogie is the bad guy at the end and they unzip him and then all of the little creatures come running out of Oogie
right.
Boogie. That's Dave Matthews. That's Dave. Yeah, they unzipped him and all these alt bands
Jason
just started.
Jason Mraz skittles yes. away.
I do love that Dave is the fucking grandfather, man.
Is he still playing? Dave's
yeah.
still out
I,
there?
I saw
still
him
touring?
2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I went to concert. I went to a Dave concert.
Did
two
he
years
play
ago.
Ants Marching?
He sure did, Billy.
Do you think he has to still play Ants Marching?
I think he still does make new music, but I think he knows what's up. He's like a touring band now. He's like
right.
Fish or something.
Because we saw Pearl Jam and they played all the hits. They like closed with Jeremy and were like, great. That's exactly why we're here.
I mean, I guess you would think that that's like maybe like a little unsatisfying as an artist. Like,
of course.
Oh, nobody likes my new shit.
Right.
But then at a certain point, it must be freeing. Be like, all right, I don't have to write any more songs.
Harvard Sailing Team. We had like, that's our sketch comedy now. It's like we've written 500 sketches.
So you just looking through a catalog and choose one.
Quite literally. Quite literally. We'll like the week before our shows sit down and be like, we have these 500 sketches to choose from. What do we want to do? It's like when you're 12 years of being sketch comedy team, you do that.
That's I'm not going to write something new now.
Right.
Dave Matthews can't like talk about what it is to fall in love with for the first time again.
And we don't care. We just want to hear him crash into people.
I want to hear Satellite and that's
yeah.
it.
Why do you think it's hard to make new good songs? Is it because it's like kind of random and like you get lucky once, but it's hard to get lucky again? Or are you actually aging out of your artistry?
I wonder. Probably a little bit of both, I would imagine.
Like who bursts onto the scene as an amazing 58-year-old?
Right. Paul Simon looked 58 when he burst onto the scene.
Oh, Susan Boyle.
Oh, deep cut.
That's my...
Have you heard her new shit, though? Susan Boyle really fell off.
That's my favorite rapper.
Susan Boyle. Vegas
Susan
residency
Boyle.
Coming.
I would love to see Susan Boyle sing the chorus on a Big Sean song.
Lil Uzi Vert featuring Susan Boyle.
Oh, check the internet in like 3 hours.
I'm alive.
Remix. I'm into it.
All right. What is this? This is an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by Jake and I. Sometimes just Jake and I. Sometimes we have a best friend. And today, our best friend is Billy. Who knows how many times you've been on the show at this point?
Yeah.
At least, wait, is this the third or
maybe
fourth?
Maybe three solo.
There was one where we ate a Filet-O-Fish right after.
And there was one where, so the two that I remember are Billy was on right after Trump was elected.
Correct.
And then Billy was on and convinced us to eat a fish filet.
Hey,
so the two worst things,
you.
The two worst things that have ever happened.
That's fair.
The two worst things that ever happened.
Trump
are
is
directly
a human Filet-O-Fish.
When bad things are in the air, Billy comes on your podcast.
That's
I will say though, I did not make us get Filet-O-Fish.
Never had one either.
I was of the mind that I've never had one, and I'm just curious what they taste like. And you said after this podcast, let's go to McDonald's and get one.
That does sound like me, I guess.
And we did that.
And so that was my fault. I'll take responsibility for the whole Trump thing, too.
All right.
You said, let's try it. What's the worst that can happen?
That's what he said.
His hair is the half slice of cheddar cheese that they put on the sandwich.
We did. I got a lot of tweets sent my way about facts about the Filet-O fish. I'm sure you guys did too. And that they do go half sliced cheese, which is just like
so bizarre.
What a choice! What a choice!
Why?
You're starting with a slice. Just like drop the slice.
You know, it's another weird choice though in fast food is the Subway sandwich, which just does a triangle out of the top of the sub. Like everywhere else, just fucking you cut
a triangle of cheese. You mean?
No. You know what? They don't do this anymore. I think now they do cut it in half.
But I remember the triangle slices.
The triangle in the beginning, it was just like a triangle.
So they sliced the square of cheese diagonally instead of like across the middle.
Yeah, they split the diamond.
Yeah.
They split the diamond. Real strong choice. I always thought that was because they thought that when they closed the sandwich, it'll look like fun ribbons. Like a grand opening like ribbon parade hanging out of their sandwich.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Subway is so bad. It's crazy. Yeah.
Do you like Subway?
I like Subway.
You kind of have all-American tastes.
Yeah. I'll eat a Subway when there's nothing around. Like, I'm not that person who's like, I don't do Subway.
Right.
You know what I mean? But coming from New York and Long Island, you're raised on real delis. Like, you see the triangles of cheese and you're like, Jesus Christ, it's going to be one of these days. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But it still smells really good in there.
Yeah. Just melt it all together on one thing.
Yeah.
There's I've eaten Subway a couple times when there's nothing else around.
Of course.
And there's always a moment, like, halfway through a Subway sandwich, and you're just like, oh no.
It's happening.
This isn't right.
Digestion's happening. Oh no. But like when you're driving, say you guys are on tour and you're driving from like one Midwestern city to the other and you have a long road in between.
Yeah.
And like you see those six highway signs with like your six options
coming up.
It's like the hot places get like sweaty on the road. You know what I mean? Like there's something nice about like Subway. There's not a lot of like heat.
The problem is like when you're already slumming it, like you'd rather have the fried food.
Just go all in.
Yeah.
You'd rather just get a Big Mac on the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like are you slumming? Oh, you'd rather slum it with Subway than slum it with
Subway.
Totally.
McDonald's. They got you with their eat fresh shit. That's not not real. Jared was not that thin by the end. I'm gonna fucking say it. I can say it now because he fucks children.
He's been holding this one in.
But like
he wasn't that slim.
Yeah.
Like he got down to probably still a little bit fat.
Like he like kept holding out a big pair of pants, but they could have just bought a big pair of pants.
They were honestly, he was gaining weight and they were buying bigger pants.
I wonder if that's
verified fact.
Is he in jail for life? Is that a jail for life type sitch?
I don't know. I feel like no. I feel like you get out of jail for murder.
Right. Are we getting Jared? Are we getting Jared Fogle back, Amir?
He's going to come back and do Quiznos.
I just want to know if we can expect a big
guy?
Jared coming back out.
It said sentenced to more. Yeah, he got 15 years.
Oh, so we're going to see him again.
Because
it'd be really funny if he came out jacked.
This is what I was going to say.
Prison
he could
jacked.
Have like so many different body transformations that America has been watching.
Oh, man, that's so strange.
Prison jacked is a pretty scary jacked.
Yeah. So, Jared, he lost a lot of money, a lot of weight used in Subway, but you really got to try going to jail.
Jail. The new diet.
Jail rid.
All right, let's get started. These are real emails from real people. All we need is a guy's name to preserve this real human's anonymity. Do you have a fake man's name, Billy?
Jared. Togel.
Oh, who could he be talking about? We
I have
don't
no
know.
Idea who that represents.
No idea.
Jared Togel writes, I have a problem. I've been dating my current girlfriend for close to 3 years. We're dating in college, and we've been doing long distance for most of those 3 years. And it's been awesome. She's a freaking dime, and I love her to bits. But there's one thing that's been bothering me. For the past calendar year, I've been growing, my hair out. I've always wanted to grow my hair out really long, and this is the first time out of all the times I've grown it out where I've gone in it this long, and I love it. Can you guess where this is going? My girlfriend hates it. She liked my hair a lot when it was short, but I like it now, and I'm at this point where I'm way too nervous to get it cut, even a little bit out of fear of not liking it for that short amount of time where it has to grow back out. I like my hair, but not a day goes by where I don't hear something about it. It's stuff like, you should cut it. You look like a girl. It's stuff like, I have dreams about you with having short hair where I want to have sex with you so bad. Ugh, why won't you just cut it? There was even one time where she told me that me going down on her made her feel uncomfortable because it looked like a girl was eating her out. One time I got really pissed because she did something that upset me, and she tried to use how I won't cut my hair as a parallel to what she did. If this gets really bad, she'll tell me how me not cutting my hair for her is a sign that I don't care about her, because if I really loved her, I'd groom myself and try to look good for her. The thing is, I keep it clean, and I think I look good in it. I've confronted her about this constantly, about how she's berating me over having long hair makes me feel super shitty. I've even just asked to keep it to herself just to spare me since I like it so much, but every day or so, it's why won't you cut your hair?
Oof.
I'm not about to break up with her over this hair. Do you guys have advice?
What? It sounds like it's weighing on you very heavily.
You might be considering it.
Do you guys have advice or maybe a different way to approach it, or should I just give in and cut it? Or am I just overinflating the issue and being a bitch extraordinaire? Thanks for, thanks a lot, lads. Love,
Jared Togle.
Jared Togle.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
That's a hairy situation.
Nice.
All right, I'll be seeing you guys later. I'm going to walk off stage now.
Studio catches fire.
Do either of you guys? Sorry.
Well, Jake is growing his hair. That's why I thought it would be a good question to read.
I'm not necessarily growing it. Well, I guess I haven't gotten it cut in a long time.
It looks very good.
But you do these things where you grow your hair for a while or you grow your beard for a while. Firstly, why do you do that?
I don't know. It baffles me people that like have one haircut or one beard style forever.
You like changing it up.
Yeah.
You change it up to the point that like it almost disgusts you by the end and you're like, I have to fucking get rid of this.
Yeah,
thing.
I like playing in extremes.
Yeah.
I like when my beard right now my beard is like 3 months long, I think.
Yeah.
And it feels kind of gross. But I love the feeling of shaving it. It's, I don't know. There's something satisfying.
But you've been
about
a lot. I think the grossest thing you've done is like grow your beard for like 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
And it was long.
I did like 6 months.
Yeah. That was hard. That was like, even your mom was like, you should trim.
Everybody told me I needed to.
Yeah.
Which is like the thing that will make you never do it. Right? When the whole world was like, you really should.
I was in a bet with Streeter then.
Oh, with your beard and his hair.
Yeah. That was the reason first. I did this. I think that beard ended up being like 6 months.
Right.
You're blessed with good hair, though. Make no mistake. Like, Amir, when we were working out this morning, I was like, wow, you just came back from Israel. Like, you could use a haircut.
Yeah.
I haven't seen your hair this long before. And we both realized, like, our hair, me and Amir's hair, like, grows out. Like, out and up a little. Like, we don't have, like, the hair that, like, yours just, like, flows down and is, like, fun, Jake. You know, like, you can, like, do all sorts of cool styles.
You can
styles.
Slick back. You can, like, tuck behind your ears.
Yes, you can tuck in all sorts of different areas on the skull.
Yeah, I mean...
Amir's is better than mine.
You know, you guys would both have great long hair.
No,
no.
I mean,
you'd be a silver.
I mean, these are two guys who know that as fact.
It would just be thick Jufro for me. I don't know what yours looks like long.
I'm not Jewish, but I have a Jufro, 100%. Like, it doesn't grow. That, like, there's no gravity that, like, pushes my hair down at some point, and, like, I can, like, slick it around.
Yeah, at a certain point, it would have to hit your shoulders, but, like...
I don't know. I think it grows up like Marge Simpson.
I feel like I have this conversation with people about beards all the time, too. You told me that you couldn't grow a beard once, and so did your friend Jesse.
Yeah.
No, you grow a nice beard.
It's kind of, like, patchy.
No, that's a good beard.
You can still see my like skin underneath it.
I think
that's a sign of a not good beard.
Okay.
But to each her own. Anyway, have you ever gotten shit from your lady about growing?
Not from Jill, but yeah, I've gotten shit from ladies before.
Yeah. And do you take it to heart? Do you have to take it to heart?
I think if you care about somebody, you like sort of automatically take it to heart. But then also, if they care about you, then they should respect when you like something.
I see it from both sides.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's like if a lady was growing her hair out, it wouldn't bother me. But like if somebody I was seeing was like, I'm going to get a bunch of tattoos on my face, I feel like I'd have to say, like, don't do that.
Right.
I think the more equivalent is like if you were dating somebody and she was like, I'm going to shave my head.
That's like the female equivalent, a female extreme. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's a tough one because it's like, it's your body, you could do whatever you want.
Right.
But at the same time, remember that there was like a whole Friends episode where it was like Ross being like, now that she's shaved her head, she's completely unusable to me.
Oh, that episode did not age well. Yeah.
A lot of Friends episodes actually didn't. It's a great show.
A lot of things did it in retrospect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't.
Actually, what the equivalent to me
Chandler
is...
Chandler didn't age well either.
Poor Chandler.
Shaved head is one thing that... is kind of unfortunate, but what I dislike more than that is armpit hair.
Mm.
Like growing out, like in a lady growing out her armpit hair, like as like, you know, well, I don't know, for whatever reason.
Right.
Where like that would kind of gross me out to a point where that would be quote unquote worse for me than shaving a head.
I hear that.
Yeah.
But I think
But at the same time, I can't be like, you have to do this for me.
Right. I don't think that anyone should ever have the ownership over another person to like say, like, you need to do this now.
Right.
You know, especially not a significant other. You hope that like there's a level of respect where you can make a suggestion and not say we need to end this relationship because your hair's a little too long.
Do you get ladies being like, you got to cut your hair?
I mean, like when it's Marina will suggest sometimes like, hey, it's time to get a haircut, but that's not like anything like this.
It's where not like, it's like, get it or I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah,
as a man.
It doesn't shatter all of these things.
I think it all comes back to like some kind of communication where like, so say you're with somebody that was growing out their armpit hair.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's like not something I'm into.
Yeah.
But you can't relentlessly be like, you must shave. I'm unattracted to you.
So all you can say is, I don't like that. Do with that information what you will.
Right. Yeah. But I think the constant reminding somebody that the way you're behaving is ugly to them.
Right.
And if it makes you happy, I actually think it's grounds for termination.
I agree.
And I think this dude should fucking let the flow flow. And
I choose the hair over the girl.
Yeah. I fully support.
I think so. I think so.
He's in college. He's probably got a fucking amazing flow.
And he's like, he's not seeing, I mean, I've never been in a long distance relationship like this before, but like, I imagine that something about like just living in the now and like saying like, this is how I like to look right now. You want to like experience that. But if you're just tethered to someone who you don't even see and can experience you on the day to day.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's also what college is about, is like finding out who
exactly.
you are. And like, if it makes you happy in your heart to have long hair,
get weird.
Then like that's the new you.
Agreed.
And
that's a very college thing too. Like not cutting your hair for a year.
Totally.
I feel like I did that, and a bunch of my friends like went a year or two just to see what the hell happened.
The whole rugby team did it for me.
Yeah.
We just like spent the whole season. We said no haircuts.
Yeah. And I never went to college, and that's why I do that shit now.
I'm just trying to catch up.
What's the longest you've gone
without a haircut?
Yeah.
Probably like a rugby season, so like six months or something like that.
And what did it look like?
Fro. Really fro-y, like curly, knotty, nothing good about it. Like we don't have to get into it. It was all really bad.
I'd like to see you with a beard. That's what I want to see.
It'll take some work.
Like
check back in. If I didn't shave now, so now it's the end of March, by July, I might be near Amir's level, maybe. I've never gotten to Amir's level.
Oh, really? Have you ever done beard? How often do you shave?
I mean, I told Jake, usually when I'm writing, so if it's like a project that'll take a month, I won't shave that entire time. It's like just focus on something else. And you've never noticed the beard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've probably gone 6 weeks and you've never noticed.
So, I want to see it.
Last thing I'll say about this, though, is that you gotta ask questions in a relationship. I feel like that's the only way to like actually advance things. And it's like, if one half of the relationship is just saying, don't do this, I don't like this, I don't like this, it's like, try asking like, why are you growing out your hair? What do you like about it? You know what I mean? It's a lot easier to understand somebody when they tell you their motivations behind it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the question.
There's like another layer above it. Like, why are you doing this? Why do you care? Versus cut your hair. I don't want to cut my hair.
I mean, who reacts well to being told what to do? Nobody, you know? But it's like, if somebody like talks you through it, it's like, we all understand and we'll make a better decision that way.
Yeah. You think if this guy cuts his hair, like everything will be hunky dory the next day?
No, he will be.
He's going to be pissed.
You're going to be madder at your girlfriend if you cut your hair.
No
Definitely
doubt.
Him cutting his hair doesn't solve the problem.
Especially when the cute girl on campus is like, oh, why'd you cut your hair? And he's who are you? You noticed my what? You know?
Honestly, dude, low-key, that's the best take, because like, I know that there are people out there that fucking love this dude's hair.
Of course.
So
he should find out. Yeah. He should find out.
Yeah, even if they're bad in every other way, just go with the girl that wants that hair. Change your hair and choose the lady based on the hair.
Keep your hair, but cut yourself free.
That's beautiful.
Wow. Crochet that.
A girl cut. A girl cut.
A girl cut. Wow.
I've decided to get a girl cut.
Wow. Go to the mall and get a girl cut. Yikes.
All right. We're actually halfway through the episode, so let's take a break, and then we'll come back. I want to ask you about your short film.
Oh, my God.
# triple kiss.
Thank you, Amir.
On the other side of this break.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag-and-drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional-looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com.
Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
need. Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box. Yeah,
it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Triple Kiss. What's the elevator pitch? You have 30 seconds.
Okay.
And you lost me.
Okay. Fast. That was fast.
Usually during an elevator pitch, you allow
I'll
somebody
take the
to...
stairs.
Okay. Amir peeks around and leaves the elevator.
No. What's the deal? What can you tell us about Triple Kiss?
Last year, I decided to make a very weird short film. Actually, not far after I came on your show.
That's right.
We were all kind of bumming, the three of us and the rest of the collective world outside of some people who voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling really depressed.
Yes.
And I wanted to turn to television or media to watch something that would just like take my mind out of it. And I couldn't find something that was just so downright silly, that was not satire, that was not like trying to make a bigger point out of anything, just weird for weird's sake. And I sat down on my computer and said, I'm going to make it instead of search for it. And I wrote a 10-page script starring my weirdest friends.
That's correct. I'm looking at the thumbnail now. George Basil and Adam are in it.
George Basil, Adam Lustig, Mamrie Hart, and a guy named Matt Hobby.
That's correct.
Great cast. They're all super weird in their own ways. And they all decided to read my script, buy in, and say that this is also something we'd like to do and act really silly for 10 minutes. And the whole thing cost me $500.
Wow.
And the reason I made it was because it reminded me.
All George's fee.
All George's fee. I had to buy George a grip of weed for the day. But like when we were growing up, the three of us, or in comedy at least, like, do you remember those like sweaty, dumb, cheap, why are we doing this shoots? I feel like I was like born on those shoots where I'm looking around, I'm like, this is so weird. Like, there's no reason to be doing this.
If all of us stop for a second, we'll just be like, this is insane.
This is not so worth it. Yeah. And like, I moved to Los Angeles and we get caught in these cycles of like, you got to sell this, you got to do this. And I just didn't make as much as I used to make. I used to make videos and short films and all these kind of things. And so I decided to take control back. And I made this just a few months ago and I released it about a month ago on Vimeo. And it's like such a low pressure, just like really funny, silly ride. And I'd encourage anyone to watch it. It's on Vimeo. It's called Triple Kiss.
And it looks great.
Yeah.
I have checked it out.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, like, I'm not going to try and oversell it and be like, this is going to change your life. I will say that if you want to go on like a weird Portlandia kind of like 10-minute like weird little world.
Yeah.
Weird little world. Check out Triple Kiss on Vimeo.
It's almost,
it.
It's like pre-Trump. Almost pre-9/11 weird.
Wow.
That's so funny. Somebody, we talk about the distinction between pre-9/11 comedies and post-9/11 comedies a lot. Adam Lustig and I do on the show.
Oh, really?
No joke. Because pre-9/11 comedies, like the goal was always so pithy. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a dark comedy or anything like that where it was like a someone going through a hard time. It was just like big and dumb, Tommy Boy. Get our brother elected. You know what I mean? And like watch him fall for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And this movie is back to that where it's like, there's nothing
Billy
sad.
Billy Madison is just like, go to school.
A big, yeah, exactly.
Go back
Wayne's
to school
World.
For a
I
bit.
Mean, like they're all just like big and silly.
Yeah.
And this movie kind of is adopted that style.
Harkens
which is just
back.
Silly. Just going to be silly for 10 minutes.
Comedy like it's 1999.
Exactly.
It is. And all, I mean, anybody that listens to this show has heard Adam and Billy at least.
Have you had Mamrie? Have you ever had Mamrie on the show?
No, but we've had Basil on the show as well.
Oh, there you go.
So two different.
Oh, yeah, I meant to say Basil, not Billy. Yeah. Obviously, they've heard Billy. You don't hear now.
We've both been on the show.
You're currently hearing him.
Correct.
Cool.
But yeah, Triple Kiss on Vimeo. I'd appreciate it. And
sweet.
Thanks for letting me promote it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That actually brings us to our first, only, and last segment. Billy, do you have any unsolicited advice? Sorry about that last part.
That was not bad. Is that new? Is that a new sting?
It's a new sting.
We tried to use a new one every episode, but that one is the best one. So
that's a good sting.
Lars.
Good job, Lars.
Unsolicited advice. A segment in which us or our guests offers some bit of guidance that people didn't necessarily ask for.
Yep.
What do you got?
Clean your ceiling fans, folks.
Oh.
Clean your ceiling fans.
Wow.
Have you guys cleaned your ceiling fans?
I don't even have a ceiling fan.
Okay.
I have two ceiling fans and I've never cleaned them.
You wouldn't believe how disgusting ceiling fans get. They are caked with dust. And what does a ceiling fan do? It spins around your room all day, which means that it is just snowing.
I'm looking at one right now.
It is snowing microparticles of dust all day, every day, all over your home. And a way to not have to vacuum so much and dust your home so much is to dust your ceiling fans, folks.
Wow. Oh.
Kill it at the source.
Kill it at the source. Kill the snake by chopping off its head, Jake.
I'm surprised the dust even stays to the top of the ceiling because it really does just float. Like, how does it not just all fly off?
When you turn your ceiling fan off, just glance at it for a second. You are going to be horrified. You're going to be horrified by what you see. And so you'll see the dust around the edge of the ceiling fan. But if you get up, if you get on the top of the blade and look what's sitting on top of the blade, it's a nightmare, folks. It is dust bunnies galore.
They're laughing at you.
They're laughing at you, Jake. Those bunnies are laughing at you.
That's good. How do you do it? What do you use, the Swiffer?
Paper towel. It comes right off. I mean, you just got to give it a graze. But like Jake said, kill it at the source.
That is good. That is a perfect example of unsolicited advice.
You got it.
Follow-up question. What do you guys think dust is? Huh? That'd be a good example of
dust is
something
like,
to look into.
It's skin particles.
Yes.
It is.
I heard that too.
I also heard it was like meteors.
Right.
Right.
I guess it's probably not skin particles, right?
No, because it's fluffy. It's almost like...
It's fluffy. What a counter argument! Your skin's not fluffy, and it's fluffy, so
he says this to me, and I'm covered in fluffy skin.
It's almost like shirt dust.
Right.
But I can't use dust to describe dust.
Well, dust, I think that it is... there's a chance that they just tell us that it's skin particles, so we'll clean it.
Yeah. Right.
I'll tell you this. I went away for 10 days, I came back, and there was dust.
Okay. But your body
wasn't there. Nothing was in my house.
Unless rowdy teens threw a party skin all over your house.
What is
How
dust?
How did it get in? Huh. All the windows were closed.
Dust. It arrived from somewhere. I'll say this. I just bought a bag of rice, and there was a fly inside a sealed bag of rice. How did it get there?
The fly had to have closed the bag after.
Oh, that's right.
Like a camper in a tent.
I like that. Zip. Goes in it just with his little fly hand, pulls the little Ziploc closed.
Because he's already making the Z noise because he's a fly.
You guys
somewhere
buy a
else
bag
in that
of rice.
Bag is a tiny little suicide note.
If you guys buy a bag of rice at Trader Joe's, there's a fly in it. Do you go back to Trader Joe's and return it? You get rid of the fly and eat the rice? How do you guys follow that?
Throw it away. Write a note to Trader Joe's.
Excuse me?
I think
write
that,
a note.
I would write an email to customer service and say, there was a fly. Here's a picture.
Okay.
I threw away the rice. I think you should give me free rice.
So you would want then somebody in like a far off Trader Joe's to receive that and mail you a bag of rice as opposed to going to your local Trader Joe's and just doing the quick handoff?
At a certain point, I don't think I got to go back to Trader Joe's. Parking lot is a nightmare. I feel like not worth my time.
Good call.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going back and saying, can I exchange this bag? That's too much effort for rice.
You would rather just throw out the rice and say, we're not having rice tonight, honey.
Throw out the rice.
Or would you throw out the fly and just keep it moving?
Rice. Yeah, I'm sure you can eat the rice and it's fine.
Yeah, you
like,
boil it
the
anyway.
That can happen.
All right, so you guys are eating the rice.
I eat the fly.
Eat the fly.
Throw out the rice.
Option D,
Don't throw out the rice with the flies. That's the quote, right?
That's funny.
I wanted to quickly mention that we're looking for interns. We have to do this.
Yes.
You guys always hire the best interns.
That's right. Jeffrey was an intern.
You guys, yeah, I've met a lot
and
of
so
interns.
Is Marissa.
They're awesome.
That's right, and so is Marissa. We're looking to hire 3 interns, an office intern, an AV intern, and an audio intern. And if you're interested at all, the deadline to apply is April 8th, and you can find out more at headgum.com/about. Headgum.com. That's for our summer internship program.
Oh, man, and we really need help. That office intern, I'm putting you to work on that email, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be a nasty, nasty summer for whoever wants to join
there
us.
There is no AC. You are sitting next to the heater.
Fair.
Also, we added stuff to the HeadGum merch store. That's right. If I Were You Live tote bags, HG snapback hats, that new HeadGum hat we made, and the new HeadGum pocket tee. So if you're already at HeadGum, you can go to store.headgum.com to check out the new merch stuff.
Just go through the website, really.
Yeah, go through the website. Just click on every frickin' link until you're an intern and you have a hat.
Bye, bye, bye.
And then when you're done with that, clean your ceiling fan, people.
For once.
Did somebody give you that piece of unsolicited advice?
No, I found out the hard way. When I was cleaning my bathroom because I was having guests over, and then I saw my ceiling fan, and then I said, wait, we have 4 ceiling fans in our apartment, and each one just had dust
you have a
galore.
Ceiling fan in your bathroom?
This was at my yeah we have a ceiling fan in our bathroom actually yeah
baller
yeah it's pretty nice right
yeah.
Another thing, I'm not going to be an unsolicited advice guy. This is not why I came on the show.
You got another one.
It's not really advice. I'm just saying, in the spirit of, hey, your ceiling fans are disgusting.
Yeah,
you know what's even more disgusting? The top of your refrigerators, folks.
Ooh.
Oh,
you're not taller than your refrigerator, so you're never seeing the top of your refrigerator. And that's for a reason. It is a nightmare up there.
I remember when I moved into my new house, I got what they call like a deep clean.
Sure.
Because it had been lived in by a family for like 7 years.
Right.
And they like pulled the refrigerator out of its little enclave and cleaned it. And it is...
Death. Oh, death man. Everywhere.
I also cleaned my my washing machine filter.
Uh-huh.
That is something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Hair.
That was...
There's things in there.
It was hair and just gray sludge that smelled like eggs.
Yep.
It was so foul.
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny because I love cleaning.
So fucking foul.
I love
I had to
cleaning.
Stick my whole entire wrist into it.
But that sounds horrible. Like,
I'll show you some pictures. It was like oddly satisfying.
Yeah.
Just to
clean a drain when you get the hair chunk out. It's like, that's satisfying, but I wish it wasn't me.
You ever clean your ear?
What do you mean?
Flush your ear out?
Oh, no.
The wax that comes out?
No. Is it big time?
Yeah, you deserve a lavage, Billy.
I can use
it's
a
your
lavage.
Birthday. You deserve a lavage.
Okay.
Imagine the drain feeling, but next to your brain.
I like that.
That's the brain feeling.
I like that a lot.
All right. Let's try to answer another question because I feel like we're getting way too derailed.
Way too blue.
Very derailed.
What
very
is derailed? Dust?
What is dust?
Here's a good question.
Ashes to ashes.
You guys, or do you have another guy's name for this?
Yes, I do. Tony.
Yes, I do. I thought you'd never ask.
Tony.
Tony writes, I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years now. I lost my virginity to her, so I never got a chance to experience any other sexual partners. This has led me to be curious about what else is out there, but I've never cheated on my girlfriend, and I don't want to do that to her. I also love her, and our relationship is great. so I don't want to leave her. Still, when I see other attractive women, I can't help but wonder what it would be like. I've talked to my girlfriend about this, and she's always trying to help me work on this problem. Recently, this issue got brought up again, so she started to think about what to do. When talking about solutions, she dropped a major bomb on me. She's giving me a one-time free hall pass.
Oh.
That's right, to sleep with someone else one time. Her idea is that maybe if I get it out of my system, I won't struggle with wanting other women as much.
Sure.
She feels like it could be beneficial to our relationship if I just experienced someone and got it over with. Her only rules are that it can't be someone that either of us knows, and she doesn't want me to tell her about it. I mean, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do about this? Should I use the hall pass? Is it still kind of cheating even if she gave me full permission?
By the way, she gave herself 10 hall passes.
Yeah, exactly. The subtext is, I've been hall passing for years.
Would it make me a bad person to capitalize on this? Would it actually help our relationship if I did get it out of my system? Or would it just lead to more trouble if I followed through with it? It seems like the kind of opportunity every guy would dream of, but I feel shitty because of how I got it, and so now I don't feel like I deserve it. Jesus, I don't want to do anything that would destroy my relationship, but maybe my girlfriend is right, and maybe it would actually strengthen us in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think I should do? Help. Sincerely, Tony.
Tony.
All right, another good one. Two good ones.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it rocked me back and forth. It's like, at first, it's like, don't use the hall pass. It's a trick. And then she's like, I don't want to hear about it. So you can use it. It's almost like a guilt-free cheating option. And then he's like, is it even cheating? I'm like, I guess it's not cheating if she says you can.
Certainly
do
not
it.
Cheating if you are granted. You know what I mean? It's like, if the teacher was like, you can look at all of the answers, and then you do, then you're not cheating.
But she's what if saying never, you can sleep around. I just like around. The idea of him sitting down at a bar and being like, hi, I'm Tony, and I have a hall pass.
I know! You're going to use your hall pass on me?
Yeah, that would be sad if he just couldn't do it. He's like, you know what, babe? You're good enough for me. I don't want to use your shitty hall pass. Yeah,
I tried. Over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, because what lady wants to be a hall pass?
Turns out no halls were open to me.
Right. I think the one question I'm fit to answer is, will this like stop my urge if I get it out once? Definitely not.
I think it will
be pouring gasoline all over a tiny little flame right now.
If you like take the metaphor like almost at its face, like you are, say, in class and you get a hall pass and you get to wander free through the halls.
Right. Yeah.
And then you come back and you're like, I've satisfied my curiosity.
Right.
I'll sit in class for the rest of my life.
Right.
No, you just got to experience recess.
I want to go back out into the halls ASAP.
Yeah.
You're saying it'd be better. Like, would you rather have no donuts for your entire life or one donut? And you're saying better to have no donuts.
I just think that the urge is going to multiply when he does go through it. You know, right now his urge is curiosity. And I think that we can all agree that sex is good and fun, especially when you're really young and just like new to it. And it's going to open up Pandora's box, I would say, into like, I want to try it again and get better at it with someone else now.
Yeah. Definitely. I think you extend the hall pass to spring break or summer break.
Right.
You don't need a hall pass. You need a break.
Yeah, exactly. I think if you're going to do hall pass, be an open relationship. It's like the hall pass is definitely not an answer. You know what I mean?
Thanks for the hall pass. What I want is more hall passes.
Right.
Though.
Like, what do you want out of, I don't know.
He doesn't get the hall pass and it doesn't cure everything.
Right.
I think if he's got this urge to sleep with other people, you kind of have to just go and sleep with other people.
Break up. Not even a dramatic breakup, but say, let's give ourselves 1 month not dating and see at the end of that month whether or not like we actively long for one another. And
especially because the first time having sex with someone probably won't be good.
Right.
What you need to do is like have another girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you could have great sex with somebody one time.
But if you've never had sex with anybody before in your life, what are the odds that the second time you've had sex with somebody new, it's great? Probably not very high.
Right.
It can happen though. Believe in yourself.
So what's the final suggestion? Would you do it?
I would not do it. I would break up with her before I used a hall pass.
What about you? Would you do it?
Yeah, I'd break up. This is the beginning of the end.
But can he use his hall pass first and then break up?
That seems almost meaner.
Almost, right?
I think as soon as like you are in your relationship actively looking to fuck one person because your girlfriend said that you could,
right.
Like
This only spells disaster for you.
And I also don't buy, maybe this is wrong, but I don't buy that she necessarily is going to be like, use your hall pass. Great. Yeah. Everything's normal with me. Let's just keep it moving. Yeah. Like,
you think he has to tell her that he used it?
She doesn't want to know, but it's also fraught.
She doesn't want to know.
It's also fraught, Jake.
This is not how sex with somebody else would feel, even if you did get to do it.
It's all wrong.
You have to experience guilt-free sex, and the only way to do that is to break up with somebody.
Right.
Do you know someone who, like, married their first lover?
Yes.
And is it like a thing? Do you think it's a thing that eats away? It's like, I found it. I don't know.
I found that most of my friends, and this is going to be a generalization that might get me into trouble, but I found that most of my friends.
Go ahead and name some names, though.
All right. So there was like Kevin and, no, but I have friends who like high school sweethearts. That was it. And I found that a lot of them just weren't risk takers at all.
Oh, right.
Like they moved back to our hometown or, the, you know, it's like, it was just like they felt safe in their little square.
Right. They'd rather feel safe than the excitement of, like rolling the dice.
Totally. And that like extends to career to a certain extent, do what my dad did, but that also extends to like just being social and like being vulnerable around a variety of women.
Yeah.
Or opposite sex, where it's just like, I'm going to fail dating you. I'm going to fail dating you. I'm going to humiliate myself in front of you. Like, I know a lot of people who are just like, hey, that I like met you in 10th grade and like, we're both pretty scared, so let's just like stick together and like ride it out.
That's another example of that is like when you go to the restaurant that you like, and then it's like, I always order the same thing
because
I know I'm going to like it. Or are you like, I'm going to try something else and sacrifice the thing I know I love.
Those people order the same thing at the restaurant.
Yeah.
The people that I just named.
But so do I sometimes. I'm like, I know what I like. This is great.
Right. Well, the difference is that if you tried another restaurant, you wouldn't get banned from the restaurant that you like.
If I go to Panda Express and dabble with beef and broccoli and I didn't like it, can I come back the next day and
get a fillet of fish?
Fillet of fish is a perfect. No, none of us had ever had fillet of fish.
Never will again.
Because
fillet of fish was our hall pass.
Let it be known, we didn't finish between the three of us one fillet of fish. There was one sandwich and three men, and there was bites left on the table.
Yeah, more. Who did anybody have more than one bite?
I don't know. I don't think I did. That was a sad McDonald's.
We ended up going back to the counter for like more McNuggets, just to like try and like stack those in our stomachs on top.
You got a hash brown. I needed it.
You're the only dude that orders off of the breakfast and lunch menu.
I felt like I had to take advantage of it. Do they still do that? Breakfast anytime?
Yeah, breakfast anytime. Deal. This is true. That was the last time I went to McDonald's.
Wow.
That podcast episode.
Well, I went to McDonald's on Saturday night.
Did you?
Yeah, late night.
Saturday?
I saw late you Saturday night. Day. Wow, big
yeah,
day.
Yeah. That's how far I fell from the afternoon.
We were on
to
a good shoot,
and
then it was McDonald's at night.
Yeah. How was McDonald's on Saturday night?
It was, I mean, really good.
Drive-thru?
How was it on Sunday morning? Very bad.
Right.
Yeah, I was in a Lyft in the drive-thru. I was kind of, I was turned.
You were in a Lyft, and you said, "Hey, can you mind going through the drive-thru?"
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Really?
They don't mind. It's just
and you say,
trip,
"I'm gonna." Get them something?
Yeah, I offer to get them something. Yeah. And I tip.
Do they ever do it? They ever say, "Oh, I'll fucking take a Big Mac, whatever."
No, nobody's ever taken me.
Really?
On that. But I do. I always give a big tip, and I let them know that I'm gonna tip, and I appreciate it. And
how often?
And
are
I
you
apologize
alone?
For the way it makes the car smell.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Because they get $200 if you throw up in their car.
Really?
Yeah. They get to call in a number.
What?
And immediately their shift is done. They get $200.
This seems like a classic thing kids say.
No, this is just a Lyft driver told me this as well.
Same thing.
Wait, what? Who gives it? It's like it's a lottery that you win, a reverse lottery.
Well, then I asked my driver. Naturally, I was like, "Have you ever considered pouring fake vomit on your back seat to get out of a day of work?" And he said, "I've considered it, but ultimately, I would still have to." Leave my car and take pictures, and it's not worth.
Oh,
it.
That's what you have to, you call a number and you have to take photos.
You have to identify the person in the car who threw up. The account.
I think if they charge you $200, I don't think that like Lyft just gives you $200, right? I think they get a cleaning fee.
I don't know. The way he explained it was they get a cleaning fee.
Right. And I don't know if it comes from like Lyft itself or if it comes from the person who threw up.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I asked one Lyft driver, I was like, would you like that? He was like, oh, yeah. Like, I just take the day off and I get my car cleaned and I get $200.
Right.
And then I asked somebody else, like, no, this is my fucking car.
Exactly. I think that was my driver.
Yeah.
That was the same. Like, no.
But the guy who said yes, you'd be like, all right, take me through a McDonald's drive-thru. Get me two Filet-O-Fish. I'm about to make your day, bud.
Let's split the fucking money, man.
No. Did you hear about this story? And I'll keep it short, but about the guy who was like in West Virginia, got a Lyft, got in the car, said, take me home, passed out immediately. The driver didn't have his address in the thing, grabbed his phone, typed in home, an address came up in like Western Pennsylvania, and away they went. And the dude was passed out, blacked out, drunk in the front seat, and the driver's driving to Pennsylvania now.
Wait, like, he just said, oh, I figured it out. It's probably 700 miles
800
away.
Miles or so is what it turned out to be.
No follow-up questions.
No follow-up questions. You want to go home? We're going home, kid. Rolls up to Pennsylvania or whatever adjacent city and state it was.
No need to verify at all.
He's at home.
Trust your gut. Mom's address. It's 12 hours later. Okay.
Guy wakes up. What am I doing home? This home. And the guy's like, you said home. And he's like, not this home. We were like 8 miles from the place I currently reside. Well, long story short, it goes to court. The bill's like $1,100, $1,200. I ask you guys, I know the answer. Who do you think? Do you think that they reduced his rate, prorated it down to what it should have been? Or do you think they made him pay $1,200?
I don't think. I bet Lyft or Uber, whoever was like, we'll just take care of it.
Okay. Jake?
I know the answer.
Oh, you do?
Really? Yeah. You've heard this story?
Me and Billy talked about it.
Oh, okay.
And the answer is, he had to pay $1,200. Lyft was like, no. What? No.
What? He didn't even put the address in.
I know, Amir. I was dying.
The guy, he was kidnapped.
They gave him like three payment options where he has to pay like four quarterly $300 bills for a $7 Lyft. I think the driver's at fault, personally.
Yes,
come on, dude.
The very least. I think
he had to stop for gas.
I think Uber should just, like, as a PR thing, be like, hey, this was crazy.
Agreed.
Share the story everywhere.
Agreed.
And we're going to cover it.
Agreed.
Yeah, charging a kid to do
they
that.
They did. They did. Cold blooded.
And he had to fucking get an Uber back. That's the hardest part.
His mom wasn't home to drive him back to West Virginia.
8 hours of passed out driving. Holy shit.
Bold by the driver. I'm going to look at home.
Okay, dude probably felt so fucking smart. Just like
I know.
Driving down Highway 40. Like, all right, I'm going to get this dude home. Like,
he's going to be so lucky.
You got me, the perfect driver for the job.
The detective who's pretty smart, but ultimately didn't ask any follow-up questions.
Fell asleep at the wheel, too.
700 miles home. Not exactly.
All right. Good ending. Good way to end. Solid app.
Yep.
Two questions, but we dug deep.
We did.
We talked dust.
Yeah, we did talk dust.
We
one more
deep.
Time, that is Triple Kiss.
Yes, my man.
Triple Kiss on Vimeo. And I would be remiss not to mention the fact that Jake and I are doing a live show in New York. It might be on Friday if you listen to this episode.
It's this coming. Oh, yeah.
Because wow. This episode's coming out April 1st or 2nd. And then
I thought our live show was on Saturday.
April freaking Fools?
No, it's going to be on. Is April Fools a Friday?
April Fools is the first. That's all I know. That's a Sunday.
Okay. So this episode will come out April 2nd. And then we're in New York
April
on
6th.
Friday, April 6th.
Nice.
And then we're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee on April 22nd. We'll put that information on our website, ifireyoushow.com.
Very cool.
Good app.
Good
solid
job,
app.
Guys. Good job, guys.
The opening theme song was written by Matt the Fantastic, remember? And then this closing theme song is written by Deborah Daly. So thanks for Matt. Thanks to Deborah Daly. Thanks to you guys for listening and writing in. The email address for questions and theme songs is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week.
Later.
Later.
See ya.
If I were you, if I were you, I know exactly what to do. So trust me, I trusted you. Listen to Mando Pedro, seize the cheese. Bounce so gracefully. Are you ready for someone to stay? Seize the cheese. 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 Seize the cheese.
Come on.
Seize the cheese. Seize the cheese.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.